12 of the base. Okay. Sign of the base. The Gemara has an expression. We read it yesterday in Shir. If wants to take the Ma'am Makomas, please take a copy. What discusses the question of what you do to get rid of the chametz? Is it Sreifa Dafka, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which derives from a Kal V'chomer from Nosar? Or no, the Chol Dover. So the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Yehuda is, Kol Din Shata Dant Chilas Olahakma V'sofa L'hokel, Eno Din. How is it going to cool over here? L'motza Eitz V'masofa Yeyoshev V'bota V'atora Amra Tashvisu Sa'or Mibatechem V'chol Dover Shata Yochol Hashvisu. What does that mean? It means you're going to do nothing. You're going to do nothing. Why you do nothing? That's the Shagas Ayres Kusha Tzuma. What do you mean do nothing? You have to get rid of it for the Bayor Bayamotza aspect. What do you mean do nothing? We spoke about that at some length yesterday. Now, you have to understand another question the Shagas Ayres asks. Why you do nothing? Just do bittul. According to Rashi, Rav Osai, the time of Sreifa is called as Manisur. So he has a similar kash. It's a different simon. Now it's, I think, pay Aleph, pay Gimel. This is in Ayin Zayin. Do bittul. So one possible answer is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, bittul won't work. You may have spoken about that, that was the first simon in the stipple of the Kilas Yaakov. Simon Aleph says that, but Slav suggests that the bittul won't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just mentioning these two questions that he asked him. The Kolbo proves in this Gemara that bittul does not work for Chametz Bien based on this cash. Remember the Prichodesh had a Kolbo that there's no bittul Chametz Bien. That's another issue which we spoke about from the Kilas Yaakov. What does that mean? We explain it only means when you can just as easily destroy it. And instead of what you try to do the cheap way, Mevatel, we don't trust you, don't really mean it. But if you're somewhere else, on the way to do a bris milah, or it's kikah v'shmei korah, it's different. That was what we spoke about in the past. Just giving you a little bit, a quick review. So now, the question is raised, again by the Shagas Ayres, in Siman Pei Zayin. He has a lot of simanim on this Gemara. What do you mean? There was a kula, a different kula. We spoke about the Tosin Tzmurah, and it's really Tosin Pesachim Chaf Alf and Beis. That the quint of Yehuda, Chomes is man is Srafim, and it's Srafim is Afron Mutter. Here you go. Sofa Lahakil. If you're going to say that there's a Chumma, you have to burn the Chomes, then the Afer is going to be Mutter. It's a Kula. What means a Kula? What means a Kula? Well, have to understand what the word Kula, what the word Chumma means in general. Poshpratz a Kula, you can use the Afer. However, Rav Osai, if you hold that Chometz is made on Ikborin, Pinnif Rabbonin, then Poshup Shat the Afer is also the Tosin and the Chafal from base. And again, to review the post of the two extreme sheets. Some would say that it's Mutter, even according to Rabbonin, Rabbi Kivega suggests that Nasim it's also. Some said it's also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was again in the Kilas Yaakov, and others suggested in that direction. I'm not just trying to review a little bit as we present the list. So this question is raised by the Shagas Ayres. Now, B'chonon just answered in the Kovet Shir, an interesting question. It's like this. A kula, which results directly from the Chumrah, that's not called Sofa L'Hok. A Sofa L'Hok means, because you're going to demand that he burns it with fire, he has no wood, he's going to do nothing, that's a kula. He's doing nothing. He's having a good time, he's learning, whatever he's doing. As someone else who has a different view is busy getting rid of the chametz by throwing it to the ocean. That's what's called a sofa lahakel, because that's a resulting kula based on the fact that you set the bar so high, you can't reach it, end up doing nothing. So it's a fasta merub alot to fasta. Let him do it a little, with a lower level. He'll just get rid of it by throwing it to the ocean. and it'll be active, as opposed to if you demand that he burn it, he's going to do nothing. Fine. That's a sof halacha. However, if you say that the halacha is you have to burn it. Now we have rules and regulations. There are famous rules and regulations. Whatever you burn is afra mutter. That's not called sof halacha. That's the same thing. You're saying you have to burn it. That's not a sof halacha. That's the same thing again. You just said it. You have to burn it. Memela, the afra is mutter. That's not considered to be a sof halacha. It's an interesting right. Look at the Gemara Bosa, Chav Dal and Amid Beis. Chav Dal and Amid Beis. It's Rabbi Chanan's right. On Chav Dal and Amid Beis, the Gemara is discussing an interesting question about something which is Usur Shalo Kederech Hano. What discusses Isuri Achila, Isuri Hana. Again, without going into all the pratim of the sugya, there is a discussion here towards the end of the sugya. Any other Achila by Noam in Ayin, Kavachomer. Kavachomer. There's a Kavachomer to prove that it's Aser Bahana. Not going into the details of the sugya. Yes, Rabbi Chanan, if something is Aser Bahana, as we well know from the sector Psachim, I hope we remember, still remember our daf. Oh boy. Chaval from Vince. Hamakadesh Misheshol Salamala, Eina Mekudeshes. Now, Eina Mekudeshes, Rabbi Chanan, is a kula in the parlance of Chazal. Because if she's not married, in case she does something wrong, she's not going to be punishable. It's considered to be a kula, the Eina Mekudeshes. So, what are you talking about? You're saying over here, a kavachomer. It's also b'achila, certainly also b'hano. What do you mean? It's sof halachil. Someone give that thing to the woman, she'll be ain't a mekudeshes, so if she lives with another man, she won't be chayav misa. It's a kavachomer. That's not an outside. That's the same thing. You're saying something is also b'hano, by definition it's worthless, if you give it to a woman you're not married to her. That's not something different. Same thing over here. You're saying I have to burn it, the efer is mutter. That's the same thing. But that's the same, that's not a sofa lahakam. It's the original derivation. That's what Rabbi Chanan has in Kovet Shurim Kuf Chavav here in the Sukkah. Fine. Now Rabbi also have to turn our attention again, one more time, to the Tosus Chav Ches Amid Beis. We were here already more than once, but let's just see it again. Tosus is discussing the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no lav if you eat chametz before Pesach. Okay. Can I actually eat it? Lamaisa? Can I really eat it? So the Balamor seem to say yes. At least on the level of the rice, you can eat it. And Tosa says, no, you may not eat it. Why not? Why is the Balamor wrong? Why is he wrong? Why? Why is he wrong? So the Balamor says, I'm eating it. No. Why? Says Rashi. Says the Tosfos here, about the seventh narrow line, Chav Ches Amid Beis. Umasha mitashbisu, shelo kiderech hano. What's the derech hano of food? The hainu achila. We have to make sure we read this Tosfos properly. Shelo kiderech hano, parenthesis, the hainu achila. That's the derech hano, food is to eat it. Avol asigo tachas tavshilo, mutl Rav Shimon. Because burning, taking good food, using it as fuel, we call that a waste. I give you a melt-away. Ah, instead of eating it, well, I'll throw it under the fire to burn something up. That's how you wasted it. It's ridiculous. It's such an expensive piece of cake, and you threw it away. Baltashis. That's called shelo kiderech hano. And that's what the Gemara Torah demands when it says Tashbis. Fine. Rabosai. So what does that mean? What's the nature of this issue? So please pull out your Minchas Chinuch, if you don't mind. I hope you still have it. Page Nuntes. The very end. Last paragraph. Venerally, the Das HaPoskim, Kirabi Shimon. Poskim is explaining Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And many Rishonim Paskim that way. The Lifnei's motto in an overwrap, I say, Yikomakom Osa Bachilam and Atorah, why? Machmas HaSeh Tashbisu. Okay, if that's the case, Im Kane, Yimashah Kasav, the Das Kamas Harbi Achronim. The Eino over al Chatzi Shir v'Bal Yira. There's no Chatzi Shir v'Bal Yira. For whatever reason, it's not Chazal. It's the roofing, whatever it may be. Gamba said in Tashbisa. He already quoted this earlier in his Kibur. Ba'fil Yisra Torah Lekha. No, mi Chatzi Shir osam in a Torah. Now when it comes to Bayor and Tashbisa. In Cain, believe it or not, Chatzi Shir mutim in a Torah Lechol be'erev Pesach v'das Ramban v'chol apostim k'Rabbi Shimon. Look at this. Unbelievable. Rabbo said, there is no Yisr of Achila per se. What's the nature of the Yisr? What? What's the nature of the Yisr? Help me. What's the nature of the Yisr? Tashbisu. Tashbisu by Yerah, there's no Chatzi Shiosim in the Torah. So if you're eating the Chomer, it's an Erev Pesach. True, the action you're doing is called eating. That's true. That's the action. But the violation is based on Tashbisu. And since by Tashbisu, there's no Chatzi Shiosim in the Torah, so it wouldn't apply over here either. Remarkable. Normally we say, that in the nisa of Achila, why can't you have a Chatzi Shir Chazal Tzeruf? You'll have half now and half later, you end up in a disastrous situation. Here, although the action which is violative is eating, but the fundamental prohibition that's being violated is Tashbisu. And hence, there's no din of Chatzi Shir Chazal Tzeruf. This is a Chiddush of the Sefer Min Chassidim, which you see right in front of you. I want that you see it inside. Now, the Tzlach, in a similar vein, Tzlach here. Am I missing it? Not here? How can that be? I don't see the Tzlach in this Kovas. I thought for sure it was. In the Kovas I have at home, but it does have a Tzlach. Okay, well, I just don't see it now. In this list on the table. Oh, sorry. Chidushi Yatzlach. Excuse me. Chidushi Yatzlach has something along the same lines, I will say. Something, I don't know, maybe even more remarkable. Women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh, Shaz Van Grom. Famous din, right? Famous. Right. Ever knows about that din? Women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh, Shaz Van Grom. What about Tashbisu? What do you say? We're in part of Tashbisu, or the Chayim of Tashbisu. So he suggests that women are part of Tashbisu. That being the case, if women are part of Tashbisu, it would be a remarkable Kiddush. According to Shita Satosis, maybe women she will add to eat chametz, come to Rabbi Shimon in Erev Pesach. Only by the Tashbisu. If you say you noshin the Rabbi Shimon mutaris v'achilas chametz at a laila, Tashbisu mitzvah sasechus man gerama. So why does the Gemara say you burn the truma tahora? Give it to women. Noshin kohanos. You know what? The answer is women achayim in Tashbisu. But if they be potter, which some suggest, then in fact they can eat chametz. They can eat chametz in Erev Pesach. Go on to Rabbi Shimon. I mean, it's the same as the Minchas Chinuch said, right? There's no Chatzi Shir. It's based on Tashbisu. Again, what are we saying over here? The physical action, which is a violation, is eating, but it does not take on the rules of eating because it's fundamentally derived only from Tashbisu. What happens if it's a goyis chametz? A goyis chametz. There's no tashbisu by a goyis chametz. You eat a goyis chametz according to Rabbi Shimon on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Come on in, man. Shimon invites you into his restaurant. His bread, OU! There's an OU, it's kosher. See, it's Erev Pesach. Yeah, but there's a Rabbi Shimon. And he says that the only violation of Pesach is if it's Tashbisu. It doesn't apply to my chametz. My name is John. Yes?
When you acquire the chametz, when you're going to eat it,
That's a good question. The minute you put it in your mouth. And I'm John, my name is Mr. John. I already learned about this. I'm not giving that bread to you. It's my bread till the very end, the bitter end. It's my bread. I'm not giving up, relinquishing ownership over it. Don't even try to acquire it. No, it's my bread. And therefore, there should be no tashbis. He's a smart John. This is, he knows all these things. And that's what emerges from these possible nafkaminas. The Tzlach says the same thing. This can be found later on. On the Flamen of the Bates. Talks about it's a long piece over here. He talks about the Goyis Chametz. He talks about the possibility an era of Pesach. It should be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Chomet shall nochel Rabbi Shimon mutter b'achil b'erev Pesach. He changes his mind at the end. Okay, but for that reason. But at least I'm reading it to you. It's page Kuf Yud Ches in this edition of the Kovetz. V'hine. Suggest in the first line. Again. But these are wild ideas. So I saw in this Kuntrus, which I already quoted a few times, this Or Torah, beautiful Kuntrus on Aaron Yonan, but mostly on Perikol Shah. He wants to make a different suggestion. He suggests, based on the Shonas from the Rishon, which I find completely not compelling, but he does suggest it anyway, that the nature of the Isra over here, although it's derived from Tashbisu, is really an Isra Achil. It's really an Isra Achil. Sure, it comes from Tashbisu, but it's really an Isser of Achil. Can we prove it? Can we not prove it? So, you know, there's an interesting question. Halacha lemaisa, an era of Pesach after Chatzos. Do we apply the principle, which we're going to be learning by Riches down the road? It's famous. Chometz b'Pesach b'Mashu. Everyone heard of that somewhere right on the lines. That's in the top line of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Hilchos Chometz b'Zmano b'Memino shel Memino also b'Mashu. Very famous. Everyone knows that Chometz is so strict. It's also b'Mashu. It's a world famous rule. This world famous rule is applied in Erev Pesach. What would you say? Should it apply only? It says b'Zmano, right? Chometz b'Zmano. What does b'Zmano mean? I can say b'Zmano means on Pesach. Does it apply on Erev Pesach? Interesting question, because the Rebbe Kiva Eger says that there's no Bal Yirah b'Mashu. Why? We have to understand why is Mashu, again, not we're up to the sugya. Why is Mashu also b'chlal? There are two basic reasons that Mashu was also. One is the Dava Shesh L'Matirin. Wait until after Pesach will be Mutter. The Ran quotes it and doesn't like it so much. And the second one is Oy Gvalt! The Isra of Pesach is so chomer, and Isra Kores, it's so strict, and we have to be Machmir and Asim B'Mashu. Those are the two fundamental reasons given for this chomer of Mashu by Chomer of Pesach. So, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Bayro has neither of them. Bayro is not so chomer. True, it's a lav in the Torah, but it's a lav based on Shein Bo Malkus, and certainly not very far from Kores. And you can't say Eshel Matirin, you can't hold on to it. Eating it, you know, if you can wait till after Pesach, you can eat it. But you can't say, oh, I'll hold on till after Pesach. That's exactly the issue. So the Kivega says, there's no Bayera b'Mashu. This is a shoot, Rabbi Kivega. If Rabbi Kivega is correct, what will the din be? Of Chometz of Pesach, Chometz Erev Pesach B'Mashu according to Chometz Erev Pesach according to Reb Shimon will be Osa B'Mashu or will be Mutter B'Mashu. If the nature of the Yisr is what? Rabbo saying, help me out. The nature of the Yisr is what? Tashbisu. So according to Shimon, there should not be B'Mashu. No different than Tashbisu by Yerah, as Rabbi Kivega puts it. But if the nature of the Yisr is an Yisr of Achila, what's considered to be Achilas Chometz of Pesach, That's different. By achila, we have a general principle that it's b'mashu. He's like this. The Ranz beferish that it is b'mashu. So Achor proves our point. It's achila. You can't be right from the Ranz. He said, very beautiful. Why not? Because you may recall the Chidushi Haran said that according to Rav Shimon, Chometz and Erev Pesach is also Bahanoah Midarais. Bahanoah Midarais. Okay. So according to the Ran's own personal Shita, that Yisra'anoah Midaraisa, then we'll say, oh, Yisra'anoah Midaraisa, Yisra'achila is an Yisra'achila, Yisra'anoah is an Yisra'anoah, Memela it's Memashu. But according to those many Rishonim who say that according to Rav Shimon, there is no Isra Ano Midaraisa on Erev Pesach. It's only Isra Achila based on Tashmisu. Well, then maybe it would be an Isra as the Minchas Chinuch and Tzlach suggested. It's a really a Tashmisu Dika Isra, not an Achila Dika Isra, and there'd be no Masha whatsoever. This is the presentation. I just want to look it up in this beautiful Kuntres or Torah around page Kuf, approximately. Okay, Rabbi Osai, part one of today's Shia. Have we got it straight? Now my newfound discovery of Osai, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz. I was unaware, even though I've had this Gemara from the beginning of the year, and it's printed in the back. What a big mistake. I would have given you some more Rabbeinu Peretz. I put here on the Mitzvah Ramah Kovos. 1, 2, 3, 4 Rabbeinu Peretz. So just right in front of you. It's terrific. Okay. We're going to see two that seem to be contradictory. And that's the problem, which again, in this country, he raises in the same general area, it's apparent steel. Let's take a look at Bosai first in the Rabbeinu Peretz Chof Ches Amid Beis. Whoever doesn't have my Makom should take them now because we're going to be because I want to quote from it. So please just take a copy now if you haven't taken a copy yet. Thank you so much. This is going to be Rabbeinu Peretz Chof Ches Amid Beis. Okay, so if you look at our version, I hope you all have in the back, almost all have in the back. Chof Ches Amid Beis is printed on page Tes Zion. Tes Zion. Avo. Good Masel Avo. Let's see, column 3, the last few lines. Avo Masaf Kulei Lahari. Ichashvinon Hashbasa Emayamokhra Lagoi. Hold on. According to this opinion of Bosai, this is the opinion of Yossi Aglili. No, excuse me, Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, may you sell it to a goy in a repaise if the chatzel is not. Mi aminon, cap of the fourth column. Mi aminon, the mocho le goy lo chashiva hashbasa. Because if it would be, why do you burn it? Sell it to a guy. Oh, Dilma, no. Mechir the guy, chashiva le hashbasa. Ayab Shimon says you have to burn it? No, I'm talking about truma. Now let's sell truma to a guy. It's an unresolved suffix. Kulin's mach sabbath, mechir the guy, chashiva le hashbasa. An unresolved suffix. This is again Rabbeinu Peretz, Chav Chesem and Beis. The Ramaskal Abba. Hope you all saw it inside, right there, black on white. Let's turn back to Rabbeinu Peretz Chof Aleph Amud Beis, officially Awadav, the Ramaskal Ova. Ova's mana osa bahano shita. Says Rashi, Pirish Rashi, don't got simile. Not shita, Yosef Glili. Hold its mutta bahano. Because he says later on, Tomeal Atzmacha. Hey, Chobet osa kol shiva. Repirish the Shabbat Gassimel. Lo it's Jokafuki and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Chol Pirka Deliel, Yahav and Beis, come out, the Sarfa and Chila Sheish, Alma, Mashma, the Chayav and the Sarfa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Mutabano, Lami Yosefano, Eliot Neno Lefne Kalbo, Oyim Kareno Lagoi. So the whole Perak is against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's here too. So that's not a mainstream shita of Yosef Glili, and therefore there's no reason to get involved in that particular shita. It's shita that he's not right on the lemais. Frank the Kuntres or Torah, I have a steer of Rabbeinu Peretz. Here, what's common to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon and Erev Pesach? What's lacking, according to both of them? No? Help. He said what? Hana, correct. Rabbi Yossi denies his Hana complete. Rabbi Shimon denies his Hana, according to Rabbi Shimon, except for the Ran, and Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. So the question then becomes an obvious question. Rabbi and the parents, make up your mind. Here you say the double Pashut, the what? According to Rabbi Aglili, you can sell the Chometz, which is also Vana, which is Mutta Vana, to a guy. Whereas, later on, seven blocks later, Chav Chesem Advez, Yom Besupik, Chodeh Rishim and Erev Pesach, may you sell it to a guy or not. Steer a Galuya at Rabbeinu Peretz. So we got it out of the four Rabbeinu Peretz, and we already have two right now. And they're contradicting each other. This is the question. Everyone understand the question? I think it's a very the question. It grabbed me. It's a strong question, yes.
I'm not sure I really understand why you shouldn't be
Mesopach by Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, that's where Rabbeinu Peretz explained his suffering. He's not sure whether selling to a goy is considered Hashvasa or not considered to be Hashvasa. Comes according to Yosef Glili, seems quite confident that it is Hashvasa. So what's the difference? According to both of them, I repeat again, according to Yosef Glili, all 7 days of Pesach. And according to Reb Shimon on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Hatzara Shavu Shabem, there's no Isir Ano. There's no Isir Ano, so you can get rid of the Chometz by selling it to a guy, can't you? Well, that's what he says over here, Klar, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but according to Reb Shimon, he's Mesupik. It seems to be a contradiction. That's his question, yes.
We have a pretty good example of a Shita who believes that, who says it's Asir to sell.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I can say it's awesome. I have no problem saying it's awesome. But the same person shouldn't say in one place that it's mutter, another place be mesupik. That's the question. Stira.
But it's two different shitas.
Two different shitas.
Rabbi Yossi Glili.
Very good. So I give the answer. There are two different shitas. Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Shimon. So why is he asking a question? He's asking a question for a good reason. They have in common that there's no Isser Hano. It's no Isir Hano, so therefore it's legitimate to get rid of the chametz while you're enjoying it. You can burn it under your use it as fuel. You can sell it to a goy. Well, why not? Yet the same Rabbi Yehuda Peretz who says why not when it comes to Yossi Aglili is mesupik when it comes to Rabbi Shimon. That's the question. That's the question. Do you have an answer?
She's Beisham.
Nah, Beisham. We're not going with Beisham. This is his question. He has no answer in this kuntras. Good question. So I want to do the following answer of both sides of this. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's absolutely no Easter Ano by Chometz whatsoever. Doesn't exist. Not Erev Pesach, not Pesach, nothing. So the Torah HaKadosha says, Tashbisa. What did the Torah HaKadosha mean? What did it mean? Torah says Tashbisu. What did it mean? So it means, Rabbi Osai, as long as you're not eating it, it's called Tashbisu. Eating it? Nah. Fine. It's Mutta Bano. It's only also Achila. So whatever you do, other than Achila, makes sense. Should be considered Tashbisu. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says on Pesach itself there is an Isur Ano midoraisa. His only chiddush is what? On Erev Pesach he denies Rabbi Yehuda and says there's no Isur Ano midoraisa on Erev Pesach achar chatzos. So on Pesach itself, how do you fulfill Tashbisu Doraisa? Only in a manner either burning the Kohen Yehuda or in some other, we'll say it, way of eliminating it, which is Shaloka Derech Hano, as Tosa said himself in Chav Chesem Beis. Question becomes, Rabbi Osai, on Erev Yontif, I'm allowed to burn the chametz. Why? Because the burning the chametz is, I'm having hanah, but it's shalom kederech, as we saw before. So it's permissible. That's what we're assuming. That's permissible. Okay? That's, you can burn the chametz. The question is, Rav Osai, the reason I'm burning chametz, no one in his right mind takes a melt away and throws it under the fire as fuel, under the pot as fuel to cook his chol. That's a bad allocation of resources. Emes? Five town Jews. Okay. But it's not a financially unsound action to sell your melt away. I bought it for it cost $5. $5. More. $10. Do I hit $10? $10. If I bought it for $10, I'll sell it for $10. What happened? I bought two meltaways because I was supposed to go to two people's houses for Shabbos, one Friday night and one Shabbos lunch. So I bought two meltaways to give them as a gift on. Then what happens? The last minute, my Shabbos host cancels on me. I have to go to the calf, whatever it is. All right. But I'm going to do it for an extra meltaway. I'm going to do it already. But I hear, you say, oh, you're going to someone's house? I'll sell the meltaway for $10. What's so crazy about that? Smart thing to do. So therefore we can argue that selling is not considered to be shalom kederach. People supply and sell all the time. Let's go to all the stores in the central area. They're just selling food. Everyone's selling food. Is there anything else there? Food. There's always so much food. So you can't characterize it as shalom kederach hanah.
Is it really
hanah
from the object itself?
Whoa. Good question. So then we can argue, at least on the suffix, there's no kima of tashbisu. If that suffix exists on the chav chesem and beis, why not on chav aleph and beis? No. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the entire isur of tashbisu from beginning to the end is only an Isur Achila. So any kind of Ano you can imagine is not a normal way of Achila. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Al Kochenu on Pesach itself, but it is an Isur of Ano, so you'll need something which is a kind of Shalok Derech Ano, not of Shalok Derech Achila. Because Ano is also a Midaraisa. We can assume that Hashbisu stays the same from Chatzos Erev Pesach until after Pesach is over. So even Chatzos Erev Pesach, we can argue that selling it's considered kederach hanah. It would be prohibited. That's the suffix. Cain, there really a distinction between. You're right. I said the same thing you said. It's explained it more. The difference between Rav Shimon and Erev Pesach, Rav Yossi Glili, or Pesach law. And again, one more time, quote Rav Yossi Glili, there's no Yisra hanah whatsoever. So anything you do which is not a derech achila, that's called tashbis. But there is, he said it's not on the horizon, it's not on the radar screen. But quote Rav Shimon, there is an Yisra hanah. So then, you have to get rid of the chavan shalok kederach hanah. Dafka and selling may not be in that kind of category. Or maybe it is. But that you're not having any physical benefit from it, you're just having financial benefit. That's the question as to which may be shot in this topic for Ben Peretz here on that podcast. Okay? That's a suggestion to answer his question. Yes, sir.
So if Tashbisu is in the Sarafila, that means that there are multiple lavim or at least two lavim for eating chametz on Pesach, that any time you eat, any time someone violates the lav against eating chametz, they're also batel tashbisu.
Absolutely, that's what it says. That should be his biggest problem. The guy's chayv koris, man. And it says v'nichos and ebesh miyameh will throw on. Okay, you also chayv tashbisu. All right.
So how can it be an assay as part of a lav, the assay, and also be a lav itself?
Not a lav. You have the mevatel the assay of tashbisu. That's what Tosas means. She's not a lav. It's an assay.
So then, how could it be defined by the rules that generally we associate with within Isra Achila, like the shear we brought it up
No. The question we had before is the nature, it's derived from Tashbisu. Is its nature Tashbisu or is its nature Isra Achila? It's put in the three and a half communities we had before. It belongs to a guy, you know, what about a woman, and what about a shear? Right? That's what we still saw. But whatever it may be, it stems from Tashbisu and Erev Pesach. And the reason why I'm misupik, if you're allowed to sell it, the presumption is that it's that Tashbis is the same from the Chatzos till throughout Pesach. On Pesach, Chot Rebbe Shimon, there is an Isir of Anor Midoraisa. So if a Tashbis could not possibly be satisfied if you're having Anor from it, it would only be satisfied what we call Shalok Derech Anor on the level of Doraisa. And Rabban and Shalok Derech Anor is also Asur. But therefore, since Shalok Derech Anor is critical, so therefore selling may not be included in that category. But the way I use the expression, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's an only Isser of Achila, it's enough to be Shalok HaDerech Achila. And then selling it would suffice. That's a suggestion. Again, I'm not saying for sure it's right. It's a suggestion that I'm fine. Oh. Having said this, Rabbi Yossi, we have to now discuss the following question. Does one fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu by selling chametz for us, you and me, you and I? If we sell chametz, are we fulfilling Tashbisu? We just saw that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the answer is yes. According to Rabbi Shimon, the answer is maybe yes. But we pass like neither. We have to have Yehuda that chametz, right, an erev pe'isef is asur midoraisa from Chatzos and on. You want to know? I can't sell it after Chatzos. Ain't it b'shusi? So I'll sell before Chatzos. If I sell before Chatzos, am I fulfilling Tashbisu? What do you mean fulfilling Tashbisu? According to the opinion who says the Chasam Sofer, that, for example, we spoke about, which is according to based on Rashi Shita, is it Kiyum Asay of Tashbisu, the morning of Erev Pesach? I want to know if instead of burning it or throwing it into the ocean, I decide to sell it. Have I fulfilled Tashbisu then? Yes or no? The Rosh is beferish that according to Rabbi Shimon I have fulfilled. Let's take a look and see one more time in the Rosh. Please, Perek, Beis, and Mandalin. See this one more time. We've been here before. Perek, Beis, and Mandalin, the Rosh. Perek, Beis, and Mandalin. With a small mem is. It's going to Rabbi Shimon. Elevada. This is on the second line of page Yud and Alfred. The Rabbi Shimon, Nami also Bachilim Abelam Tashbisu. Yafal Pin Shochul Mashbisu. Balmor, right? No. Tashbisu Masha Shalok Derechan also. Avlosiko Taras Tavshilo Lavokul Nochri Mutter. Oh. He says not only Tavshilo, but even to sell, which told us did not have. V'yein Sarach Lashbisu Menaholam Elami Beso. There you go. You fulfilled Tashbisu. I sold it to a guy. So the question becomes, is this only called Rabbi Shimon? Or you could derive from Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda as well. Look at how God is Miksav Yad. Have a God such a Miksav Yad? I'm just curious. Are these in the old? There was an old Gemara. Who was an old Gemara? Anybody? So, where's the old Gemara? I'm wondering if these Hagos are there. Shouldn't be. It's Miksav Yad. This is Hagos Ashi, the end of Simon Dal in the Rosh. Hagos Miksav Yad says, V'davka b'chad zimna, av ma'at ma'at, osur, til ma'ochel, osur l'mecha m'nei. V'lim kol l'gor l'achashesh, sveika. Who says it's sveika? Pirishri, that's Misavka, that's a sveika, that's the Rabbeinu Peretz. The stuff that we saw right, it's right over in Hagos Miksav. You have it there?
No, I don't have it.
Don't have it, huh? So I thought. Miksav Yad, this is the Valdic edition, even has Kisva Yad, wow. Okay? So that goes on Shemik Savya. Fine. That's a study we saw a few minutes ago. Is this din? It's enough to be Mibateichem, right? The Rosh Hashanah is critical. Ain't Sarach Lashbisu Min Ha'olam Ela Mibeso. Is that according to Rabbi Shimon only? Or even according to the Rabbah? The Rosh didn't say boo. He didn't say it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. So maybe we should assume it's according to the Rabbanon as well. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Look back at Tosfos. Tosfos, if you don't mind, Abdallah Amid Beis. We've been here before. Abdallah Amid Beis. Right? The Midarais and the Bitl Bi'al Masagi. So what did Rashi say? That Bitl is Tashbis. What is the reason? I've been a time different yourselves. Midarais and Bitl Bi'al Masagi. Mitam de me'achash Bitl Abe Hefker. The Yotzim Rishuso. But Tosfos has got to saying Rabosai that Bittul Rabosai is not Tashvis. Well, Tosfos and Tashvis is only after 12 on Erev Pesach. So Bittul is clearly not Tashvis. But Tosfos Bittul is Hefker. So Rabosai, if Bittul is Hefker, and Hefker is, we're saying, is not a fulfillment of Tashvisu, then why is selling to a guy a fulfillment of Tashvisu? What's the difference? This question is also raised in this Kuntres. And he suggests that selling to a guy is better than Hefker. If you sell it to a guy, you gave it to somebody else. It's now in someone else's possession. When you mafker it, you gave it to no man's land. That hasn't really completely left your property. A little hard to understand why that should be so, but that's what he suggests.
It's more disassociated from you?
Maybe. More because since someone else took it, it's hefty, you can just pick it back up again. No one's standing in your way. Perhaps. Now the truth is, according to Tosfos, we can anyway not fulfill Tashvisu, because as the Minchas Chinuch said, Chacham Oker, the Mitzvah Sasei, Doraisha. According to Rashi, you have to, a Mitzvah Sasei, Doraisha, and Erev Pesach in the morning. So what do? We do two things, Erev Pesach in the morning. We burn chametz, and what else do we do? Hello?
Levata.
What else do we do? Three things. We sell chametz. So when I sell the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning, is that a fulfillment of Tashvisu? My nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, based on what I explained to you once before, although it seems to be against the Taz a little bit, tough and basic, cut and base. I thought, and we'll see soon, people agree with me, that Tashvisu depend upon the last kazayis. The very last kazayis that they eliminate should be eliminated with either burning or whatever else is considered to be Tashvisu. So the question becomes as follows. A good Jew leaves Shacharis and Erev Pesach in the morning, and the first thing he does, he has a bag in his pocket with 10 crumbs, he throws it into the fire. 2 hours later, the Rav sells this guy's chametz to a guy. Has he fulfilled Tashvisu? Again, according to Rashi, there's a positive fulfillment of Tashvisu on Erev Pesach in the morning. Has he fulfilled it or not? The last kazayas was eliminated by selling, not by burning. So if you take the Rosh at face value, the Rosh at Tashvisu, but take it and sell it to a guy, you fulfill the mitzvah. So he fulfilled the mitzvah. If, however, he said only according to Rabbi Shimon, then it's a problem. So it's unclear. The Rosh does not seem to make himself clear, his opinion clear, is it's only according to Rabbi Shimon, or even according to the Rabbanim. Just doesn't say. So I would say, Rabbosai, what you should do is, you should burn the chametz ideally after the mechira, if you have time. You know when the mechira takes place. I mean, today we should start a new minute we start this Pesach. As soon as I finish the mechira, send an email to the whole community. And they get bing, and they think, oh, now I can go in and burn my chametz. I'm not kidding. I should do it this year. I don't know. I'll email. I'll bring someone next to me. The text will be already prepared in advance. The chametz has been sold. And I'll press the button. Beep. Send. Oh, everyone gets an email. Okay, now it's time to burn the chametz. No, it's not a crazy idea. Right? Technically, it's going to work. No, people have the. Does anyone go Dal Amos without the blackberry? I mean, I don't know. So. Get it right away. Yes?
So
we're assuming Tashvisu is like, right. If it's Shevat Taz, it makes no difference what it's. But the truth is that we have a minig, we have an interesting minig that's quoted in the Rambam, Tuf Mem Hei, that we burn chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. It's a minig in the Rambam. Maybe Sfarim don't have that minig. I don't know. But Ashkenaz have that minig in the Rambam. So obviously we're at least trying to have some kind of fulfillment of Tashvisu B'kumbasei on Erev Pesach. How should I say it? Easier said than done. We shall be seeing discussing today. It's not so simple to do this. But then you're going to sell afterwards. The car you're selling. It's not so partial that you fulfill Tashvisu by selling. You burn afterwards. There's a bit of a technical problem, which I'll show you in a minute. Wait a minute. These crumbs, weren't they sold already to John Brown? That's the guy I sold to. They belong to him. So what I do is, I give you coming attractions. I tell Mr. Brown, I'm selling you all the chametz I'm selling to you. See this bag here? I have a bag here. Paper bag. It is a bag of 10 crumbs. I open up. 10 crumbs. Huh? These tengels I'm not selling to you, John. Why not? I want to burn them afterwards. I want to burn my own crumbs. All right, Rabbi. Okay. These 10 crumbs, I'm not buying. What about everybody else? So I throw in. Others who also have these 10 crumbs, we'll see. So that's not so simple. That really works. We're going to have to, I'll come back. I'll bring in some good sources. Hopefully, yet today. Hopefully, we'll get to today. If not, bring them tomorrow. But let's just proceed as we along these lines. I'd like you to translate. I wish we had an Oxford Chumash or something. How do you translate the book? Ach bayom arishon tashpisu omri batei. Ach bayom arishon tashpisu omri batei. You have something there? Okay. Okay. I'm sure it's kosher here. We're going to find Arius. It's even a phone number here. So we'll have to return it to the rightful owner. Okay? But meanwhile, let's see what it says in their English version. Where's Achbayom Rishon? Where is it? What Pusik? What Perik? Achbayom Rishon. No? Yud-based Tetzvah, thank you. Yud-based Tetzvah, thank you very much. Yud-based Tetzvah. 15. Ach, Vayom HaRishon, Tashbiyah Tzavon Batechem. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the very first day, you shall remove leaven from your houses. Is that right? What is the very first day? What did you have the very first day? Does it mean the first of the seven? So on both sides, we have to see the Gemara. Let's turn attention to Gemara. Both sides, Gemara is on the new Ma'am HaKarmus. We've referred to it so many times already, but better late than never. It's on the Ma'am HaKarmus. Davdala Lemon Bates. Kulama Miach Chomes Mishay Shol Salamala Osam. Inola. How do we know? Amar Abaye, we should keep track. How many? We already kept track how many sources there are, but let's just review it again. Amar Abaye, Trey Kroa Ksiv. Ksiv Shiva Yom Sol 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 Harei Shabo Shachas, a steer in Tupsukim. Hoketa, Rabba Zabba, also the beer. Rashi, Lakoko Yehe, Hai Rishon, Rishon Koda Bechol Shiva. Koma. And Abbasa, the very first, to quote JPS. The very first means the first before all these seven. Everyone with me so far? This is the derivation of who? Abaye. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? It should be between day and night. One says, Hema mitzafro, maybe with day and night. No, ach chilek. This is the end of the derivation of Abaye, the last two words, ach chilek. No, there's the difference in the morning and the afternoon. What's the difference? According to the standard shot, Rabbi Osai, the morning nothing happens. It's only talking about that shvi'is in the afternoon. According to Rashi, where we saw a beautiful shot in Rashi, ach chilek is what? It's going on the fact that the morning is permissible to eat, and the afternoon is prohibited to eat, and therefore when you must eliminate the chametz? In the morning. There's a kumba say, some so is trap. Kumba say in the morning, kol shita's Rashi. And others say no, the Ramban said Shan Rashi, the Minchas Chinuch, that it has to be eliminated, even passively, somehow or other, by chatzos. Okay, Rabbi Osai, derivation number one. Two, Rabbi Shmuel Tana Matina Yudal Shnigur Rishon Shnema Barishon BeAvos Yom LaChodesh. A different pasuk in a different place. Shmuel Yud Beis Yud Ches. Three pasukim later, we derived 15 from 18. The Barishon means a 14. Okay, fine. Avnachem BeYitzchak Amar Rishon DeMei Korah Mashma. Damakro pasuk in Iyov. Harishon Adam Tivolei. Harishon Adam Tivolei. L'fnei gvoz cholalta? Question mark. You were born before the Rishon. You were created before the mountains. Who? You look at the whole discussion there in Eel. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Hi. What do we kachtan lechem by Yom Rishon? Also Rishon to make Korah Mashma. That's different. Smachten. Was a whole Arichas Dvarim. Up there, but it goes into a whole Chalamoy, a whole Agarita, Vav, and it's Sholosh Rishon, so Sholosh Rishon, Hamazar, Sholosh Esav, Mikdash, Amolek, a whole story. That goes all the way into the Rav. That's derivation number three. There's Abaye, then there is what? Rabbi Yishmael, and then there is, I'm now it's three so far. Rav Omar, I'm now the last few narrow lines. Number four, Me'ocha. Losishkan al chometz dam zivchi. Losishkan al pesach v'adayin chometz kaim. So you can't, so we all know the chometz pesach can be brought from chatzos, right? So therefore from chatzos, it has to be gone. That's derivation number four. First wide line. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Ein atzarech. Get all those four. I have a different way. It says, "Achmir Rishon Hashvisa Vatechen." Kol Malacha Lo Sas Lo Yosa Behem. Havara is now Malacha. So obviously, Rishon can't be referring to the 15th because he can't burn the Chametz in the 15th. He denies me Toch. It was another bet. Sixth and final, Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein atzarech." Ve'yom ha'achmir Rishon Hashvisa Vatechen. Me'erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov. Talav Achilek. Yom Tov Atzro Mishari. Can't be muta half of Yom Tov. Right? So it can't be. So therefore, that's the derivation. Fine. Six derivations. Let's focus on Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak for a moment. So who wants to translate the word Rishon according to Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak? Give me a translation. Ach, Shivas Yom, Sonim HaSeh B'Techem. Ach, Shivas, excuse me. Shivas Yom HaMatzos Tochelu. Ach, Bayom HaRishon HaShpishu Sonim B'Techem. What does Rishon mean? Rashi, Rishon Meikara Mashma. I'm going to see the Rashi about the ninth narrow line and Haman up. Belav Runa Dekra Hadadi. Oh, Rashi said until now. What did Abaye say? A steer in Tupsukim. That's how he got it, right? Ultimately ending with Ach Chilek. Rav Nachman says no. Don't even no steer in Tupsukim. No. Mashma Rishon de Mashmos de Kroh Shu Yom Kod of Echol Shiva. De Kroh. Kevin de Ksiv Shira Samim Masas Tochelu Ach Bema Rishon Kod of Le Maisa Kama. Is it Rishon? Who wants to translate the word Rishon? First? No. Not on the first day. Give me a different translation.
Previous.
On the what?
Previous day.
Previous day. Exactly. On the previous day, a new translation, no JPS. Let's be sure before we criticize that, let's think of what our school has to say. Okay? I wouldn't be surprised to say something similar. But okay, that means the previous day. I'm just curious. I should have access to one of their chumashim. I'm sure we can get it downstairs, so we'll have to bring it in tomorrow. Let's see what they say. Harishon Adam Tivole, Hakodem Lo Adam Harishon. No ladita. That's what's supposed to be of. You were born before Adam Harishon. Nupshat. Okay? This is what Rav Nachman Yitzchak says. Okay? With this, we can answer a gevaldig akash. How can it be that Rashi tells us that a Yotzi v'shayara is chayev to burn the chametz, as long as he's leaving within 30 days of Pesach? What are you saying? I'm a first apostle. Ach, b'yom harishon, hashpisam b'teichem, and that means the 14th day of Nisan. You're leaving the 20th day of Yom Adar. What are you talking about? Going to cruise for 2 months. What do you mean? All right, that's it. Mugzam. So you're leaving on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for 1 month cruise. Okay, 1 month cruise. It's not like that carried away. One month cruise. So Erev Hashchodesh quickly will burn the chametz. It's an Achmei Yom Rishon. It's Erev Hashchodesh. It's still other. What's going on over here? The answer is, it's all a mistake. It doesn't say you should burn the chametz on a particular day. It says, ach, on the previous day. Right? Rishon means first, means previous. It doesn't mean the fourth, it means the previous. Now, take the word day literally, you're right. It's only one day previous. Alright, so we can be a little bit expansive in the definition of day. Day means time. The time before the 15th, yes, that day before the 15th in the normal case. We can go back as far as much as a month before the 15th in an unusual case. In an abnormal case, go on a cruise. Yes.
You can say affirmation specifically means the 14th, and then when you destroy it a month before, you do that so it should, that it will be destroyed when the 14th comes.
That's very good. If the pshat is that it's purely passive and it should be destroyed when the 14th comes to Chatzos, then you're basically right. Whatever we do now is a lead up to that climactic moment of Erev Pesach and Chatzos. That's when it has to be mushbas. You're right. If you learn the way Rashi seems to learn, the way the Chassam Solon is trying to Rashi, it's a maisa bekumva say, that's why you have to burn it. The Rashi does say, you have to burn it with this kodesh mano. So the question becomes, what are you talking about? How can I go past Erev Pesach? It's impossible. It's the Yom HaRishon. It's the meaning of the 14th. No. The HaRishon means the previous time, day previous, or even if necessary, time previous to the 15th day of Nisan, which should expand even a month if you're on the way to the cruise. Yotzi B'Shayar. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. This works according to Nachum Yitzchak. He's only one of six, Yerbosai. He's only one of six. One of six. There are five others. So look at Marasho. Marasho, again, is on your Mara Makarmis, somewhere in there. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Good mark. Look at Marasho. Marasha quotes a source which you're all supposed to know. I repeat, we're all supposed to know. Do you all know it? I don't know. Some know it more than others, some less than others. We should have some knowledge about it. First, Marasha, that payment out. Rashi bepirish achumish. That's what we're supposed to know. Shnai mikra bechad Rashi. We're supposed to know, Rashi and we're supposed to know that. Klar. Rashi bepirish achumish. Hirkiv es shnei hamamorim. Vizel is shown in Parsha's bow. Let's look at Parsha's bow, Rabosai. Yud Beis Tesvav, and that's what we had before. Achmir Rishon. Me'erev Yantav. Vekorui Rishon. Shulifnei Hashiva. Umatsinu Muktam Shenikar Rishon. Shenema Rishon Adam Tivale. He's quoting the Gemara of Nachum Yitzchak. And then he says, O Ein, O Ela Rishon Shel Zayin. First of the seven. Tamalomar. Osishchar al chometz. What? That's Rava. He says Rashi quoted two pshatim. Why is he quoting two pshatim? So he says you can eat both. He laughed, crowed, lo sishchar, lo havi mafkina milas harishon mimashmuusei. The cholina harishon dechsinim mikra kodesh velulav. It's all about the first day of, not a day before. Nachum Yitzchak Loma, if you had Rashi Lo Sishchat, have a Lashon Harishon b'Mashmuse Kemo Harishon Adam, Harishon Adam. Okay, therefore you need both. Strange, no? Which part of one or the other? So I saw they quote from the Sfasemes. I put the Sfasemes on Mara Makomis. You know, I never did it before because I found it in the Kovitz. So this is, you know, everyone can get his hands on it now. So I didn't put the first one we had seen a long time ago. I didn't put on, because I didn't know yet it's in the COVID. Now it's in the COVID, so I put it on. So the Sasemis on Daf Hayam and Aleph has something fascinating. It's, in this COVID, it's the very last, Achron Achron Chavav in this COVID. The last, same here as the Sasemis. Okay. L'chein nir l'anias daiti. G'luchule alma hayrishon rishon demei karahu. All of the five other opinions agree with Nachum Yitzchak that rishon should be translated not first but previous. Hello, the chol echanochiach barai alzeh. There are other proofs to show that it's true, as we saw in the Marasha, where Rashi and Chumash combine Rava with Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak kidesh then tzarach l'shem raya. That's what Rashi says. The belav rumor the kroy adonim ashma. Abu gufa pirish the rishon mekaru. L'chul le'am islo achi mikach rumor the kroy. How do you like that? On both sides, have you noticed that anybody else is like Rashi has two plus two? Any other great rabbi, his words you should have seen, we are on the official Mount Makomis? Rambam! Open your Rambam, Rabbosai. Open it up. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. I have to confess, I saw this Rambam many times. I wasn't really focused on this particular point. That he's quoting two things at the same time. But it's right in front of your nose. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Mitzasei minat Torah lahashpis hachometz kodens manisur. Achiloso. Shenema b'yom harish tazpiz v'shamim v'teichem. Umi pi ha'shmu olamdu sharishon zeh hu yom arbo osa. V'rayel adav hazeh mashakosu b'torah lo sishkar al-chometz dam zivchi. Koloma lo sishkar al-pesach v'dayin chometz kaim. Who's that? That's Rava. And who did he quote before? Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. Sounds like he's quoting both. Except Rashi and Chumash quoted first he quoted Rava. I think. Remember the order right? Let's see. Back to my Marsha for a second, make sure I'm saying this correctly. The Marsha quotes Rashi and Chumash verbatim. Rashi says what? Rishon Shulufnei Zayamim. And he says, "Al Sishkal Chometz." That's the same as the Rambam, in that order. So apparently, the Rambam is the same as Rashi. Combines two drushes, fits it with the Tzfas Emes. Really, everyone agrees Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, and he Rav Nachum has it without any other sources, and others give additional sources to prove that he's right. So it appear from Rashi, Klor, and the Pashtus, the Rambam holds the same way. As well. Mela, going back to our original question, this is an answer given by the Siv Chaim. According to Rashi, there could be a din d'oraisa of burning comments up to a month before. But it doesn't say Rishon means the 14th day as such. It means before the 15th day. How much before? We spoke about that in Shir yesterday with the Korban Asana. As close to it as possible. So if you're doing it right away, you should be adopted as the 6th hour, even opposed to the 5th hour, as the Rosh explained in the Mordechai. But if you're going away, it could be even a month before. That's the closest time you can do it. That's the closest you can get to be Kodem, the 15th day of Nisan. Gevaldik. So now, Rabbosai, we go to part 3 of today's shiur. Such an important part. We had mentioned earlier in today's shiur that the Rosh had befeirish black on white, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa by selling chametz to a god. He read it black and white. He has no doubts. I mean, the parents is Mesut, but he has no doubts whatsoever. He's sure of it. The Rosh of the Fair. Tashvisa Sa'ar, Mi Ba Teichen. Mi Ba Teichen. However, Rabbi Osai, the Nesib Chaim rejects this proof. Explains this false. The Achaz Mani Sura, Rabbi Osai, Aso Akosuv Ki'ilu Rishuso. We mentioned once before. Once I saw a cause of Kila Bishuso, there's no way out. There's no way out except to eliminate and obliterate that chometz in the face of the earth. Nothing less will work. Chumas Chasam Sov, Kufi Beis, says that. Nothing less will work. The Shakasari more or less says it as well. Nothing else will work. What do you mean you're going to get it out? But the Torah put it back. Out, back, out, back, out, back, out, back. And it keep coming back. The Torah put it back into your Rishus. Too late. too late. Ason, a cost of Kila Beshuso, till the end of Pesach, you're stuck. Only way to avoid it is to destroy it completely. Therefore, Abba Osa, Tashpisu Sa'omi Batechen, Tashpisu Sa'omi Batechen, according to this understanding, at least according to Shita Tosis, to me, you must get rid of it completely. Completely. According to Rabba. Rab Shimon! Rab Shimon has no Easter Hanah! Rab Osa, here's the irony. We've had it once before, we're coming back to it again. Look at the Gemara, Vavam and Base. Please, keep coming back to this. Today, tomorrow. Vavam and Base. We've seen it so many times. Gemara is as follows. The last few lines. Dim Mashkaka say the Bosti Risura. Vilav Rishu Sekaime. Vilamata Babata. Who said Lav Rishu Sekaime? The Omer Abba Lazar. Shnei Dvarim Einar Bishuta Shaladam. Vasa Nakosta Kilar Bishuso Veloheim. Bor Bishuta Rabin. Vachomet Mishay Shaw Salamala. Rabosai, why is it Einar Bishuso Shaladam? Why? Why is it Einar Bishuso Shaladam? Why? Doesn't say a word why. You should know why. Asabana. So if you hold this Asabana, so then you have this incredible boomerang effect of Asa Akaz of Kila Beshuso. It comes back to you, back, can't get rid of it. It's destroyed completely. However, I will say, ironically, Rabbi Shimon, who holds its Mutta Bana in Erev Pesach, so there's no Asa Akaz of Kila Beshuso. It's Beshuso Mamish. It's Beshuso Mamish. Arapes. So if Beshuso Mamish, then there's no need for Asar Akosu Kila Beshuso. So if Beshuso Mamish, it's sufficient to get out of your house, as the Rosh said. Tashbisu Stormi Batechem and Arapes, according to Rabbi Shimon, just sell it to a guy. I Asar Kila Beshuso? No, no such thing. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no such animal in Arapes. Wow. That being the case, if the Rosh only said it according to Rabbi Shimon, then according to us, the halacha of the pasuk of Shimon, then what would you have to do? You have to get rid of it, either by burning it according to Rabbi Yehuda, or throwing it down the toilet according to the Rabbanan. Now I'm sitting more about my base so beautifully. What am I saying? Uchi mashkachas alavatle. When you find the chametz, why aren't you mevatel it? What are you talking about? Achas mani suro. We just got through saying this new yisod. Doesn't help. You have to obliterate it completely. How can you mevatel it? As much as you can. It's not, and if you could, how does it help? This question is raised again by Rabbi Chonam in Kovetz Yurim on this daf. Avinish raised this question. What's the answer? At this stage, the Gemara didn't yet know Rabbi Lazar. It didn't yet know the din of Asar and Akos of Kilu B'Shuso. So at that point in time, the Gemara is correct in saying, be mevatel it. That would be good enough. There's no need. No need to do anything. It's enough to do bittul. Once the Gemara is mechadesh, then I saw and I caused of Kila Beshuso, nothing helps short of total obliteration. This is all again from the Sefer Nesiv Chaim. Beautiful. Of course, all of this is irrelevant to our original question for the following reason. He's going according to Shitas HaTosis. According to Tosis, Tashbisu Doraisa is fulfilled only when? After Chatzos. We have no rivaz in our shiru. We're going to hold on to a piece of kazayas of matzah, of chametz, to let the chatos in our pesach. Forget it. No one's going to do it. We are all eliminating our chametz and our pesach in the morning. Right? So the Chassam Sofer said, that's a kiyum of tashbis. Okay. A kiyum of tashbis. at that point in time, Rabbi Osai, what? As I said before, at that point in time, it's Breshus HaMamish. It's Breshus HaMamish. I want a Taina that if I sell the chametz to my Balabatim, and they've already burned their chametz in the morning, I'm mekayim for them a mitzvah of Tashbisu Sahari Bateichem. How? I sold it. I, the Nesiv Chaim claimed that the Rosh only said it according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, because the Rosh is saying it when, Rabbi will say when? He's talking about Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's in Yidbut Abano. We are selling our chametz Erev Pesach, obviously before Chatzos, before the sixth hour. At that point in time, it taka is Brishu Seinu. Do not get a Osna Kosa Kili Brishu So. So if I sell it to a guy, it should work as a fulfillment of Tashbisu. I want to be Malamet Chus and Klal Yisrael. That they rely on the rabbi to sell the chametz. That's the last thing that's called. That's the last elimination of chametz in the real world. It's also Tashbisu. They're not burning it. Okay. Burning it is only a chumra, a minig, just because I'm Yudah helped to burn chametz to show how important it is, how serious it is. We burn a little, we burn some chametz. It's not real. Now we pass the Rabban to almost everybody. Most surely we follow. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, Rabbi Osai, you may recall the Kushya Atzuma of the Shagasai, which we started the Shia today. What do you mean? Is Yoshe bottle? He can't find any wood. He has no choice but to get rid of that chametz because of Bayerol Bayimotze. You have to get rid of it. That's a very good question we spoke about before. I just want to bring to your attention a teretz, which I think is very questionable. I just wanted to tell you that it exists. And it's based upon the Ramban. If you remember the Ramban, I'm not sure if anyone has the Ramban in front of him still. Still the Ramban? The Ramban. I'm not sure if anyone has mine with me. That Ramban is very precious. Maybe you guys will have mine. Hold on a second. I had it somewhere. The Ramban, if you recall, describes different ways in which the chametz can be eliminated before Pesach. Different levels. And he actually gives levels. He explains which is a higher level and not such a higher level. I had it, but I think I must have left it inside. Let me just read it from the Ramban itself, and you can follow along. The Ramban Kiddush Ramban. The Ramban, this covers the very first thing. In his very lengthy piece about Bittul Chametz, he seems to say that there are many ways which chametz, okay, there's many ways to skin a cat. Towards the very end, Nimtseisa Omer. The paragraph starts with the word Nimtseisa. Everyone see it? You should have it. Does it start a paragraph like that by you? And your yes, yes or no? Towards the end? No paragraph starts?
Yes.
Yeah. Nimtseisa Omer. Shlosha mine birein shamer Torah. Shtei rocham ha-shlana b'shusein. Lefichach biro min ha-olam. The best way is to eliminate it completely, either by burning it, which Rabbi Yehuda requires, or by throwing it in the ocean down the toilet. That's the best way. Next, bitlu b'diba b'vad nami yotza. Sham say yotza b'toros chametz. Kem shirotz linibo yisra v'shabo menarotz b'kiyumo v'roa suka ofer shenivar l'achila. It's also good. Not as good. Number three, Hefkiro nami yotzuk v'shita se rishami l'kumina le'lecho. That's not tashbisu. It just gotten rid of it, no longer lecho. Atkan, the words of the Ramban. So on this basis, he tries to say the Sefer Nesiv Chaim that Pshan al Gemara, Yoshev Batel means Yom Mizbatel from the Iker HaMitzvah L'Chatchil, which is to get rid of the chametz. If you learn like Rabbanon, you can do it. How do you do it? How? By throwing it into the ocean. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's thrown to the ocean is meaningless. Only way to fulfill the Iker Tashbisu is with a fire and you have no wood. So what are you going to do? You're going to do Bittul. You're not the Shaka Sarah's question. Do Bittul. Yeah, but the Bittul is a very weak way. It's a very weak way. It's considered to be in the category of Sofo Le Okil. I'm not sure that's the Gemal, the Geteretz, but I'm going to say he suggests that based upon this Rambam. Fine. Once we're on the same of the Siv Chaim, I want to tell you two more things he said before we take a break. One is, he just can't believe the question of the Minchas Chinuch that we saw on the same page, right in front of us. See it again one more time. He just can't believe it. Minchas Chinuch says, Ulefi Zeh Koshali, the same page, Nun Tes, reading for the second time. Keva Dechal Al Odom Chiyuv Mitzvah B'Chatzol Sayom Imke Mitzvah Olam Shiyelo Chometz. The Yerav B'chatzos, it's a mitzvah. Kiyumet, the Marit Chodesh is nuts. Otu, a guy has to go buy chametz. What, are you crazy? But the Mechassana says, yes, you really have to do it. You really have to do it, right? You really have to do it. But the question, is that really true? Does anybody really say that? So here in the Siv Chaim says, no, it's not true. And to prove his point, he quotes the Tosfos HaRosh. It's on the Maror Makomos at the towards the very end. Tosfos HaRosh somewhere in the middle, towards the end. But the Tosfos HaRosh says, Rabosai, you can look it up yourself, and I've dialed on the base. It's important for other reasons. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. The Tosfos HaRosh says, you know what it's like? It's like Nosa. Like a Nosa. Nobody, as you mentioned yesterday, this is my Rick basically said this. Nobody says we should try to find a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanos to the men of Adboker for Eish Tetzrof. No, it's ridiculous. You have to be in violation of those men of Adboker. Ridiculous. So therefore, since these Tosfos HaRosh is explaining that you have to burn it on like Manosa, like the Marik said, Mamash like the Marik, Ezer the Tashbisa was Nintak v'lav the Bayirah. If you are over Bayirah, you get rid of a tashbisu. If you have a loss of siru, get rid by burning. No mitzvah say to burn those of the chatchila. She's going to go your whole life without it. So too, he thinks it's never pashut when it comes to this quote kiyum asay. Sure, it's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to come by say. It's a mitzvah we should try to avoid, not try to get into. In other words, he starts at the same place as the minchas chinuch. It's not shev al taseh. It's kum vasei. But the minchas chinuch says we should try to get ourselves to do it. And he says, no, we should try to get ourselves not to do it. Yes?
If we hold that it's not allowed under the glass, say against Tosfos, could one argue that then one should try to
have a kaima? Maybe. It's not halacha l'maaseh. So now our last point for today is we quote, fascinating, from Shlomo Zalman Oreb Rav Zecher Tzadik L'Rocha, in Mincha Shlomo, end of Simen Tezayin. Shlomo Zalman is famous for his practical questions. You know, what do you do? He's the most practical of all the posts. You know, nitty gritty. He has his questions which can drive you crazy. This one could drive you crazy. It's based on everything we've learned until now. It's the last piece of Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tes Zion. I'll read you a brief excerpt. I have a horror to make. What's the horror? According to Yehuda, Ein B'Yachometz El Esreif. We try to do that. We try to burn our chametz in the fifth hour, as we all know. That's what the Torah seem to say. Rashi, that's the Bishayara, the whole story. How burned must burned be to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa? Rabosa, I'm asking a question. Nifsa mechilas kalav? Could be. The source for how burned it must be is the Torah, which is now in the Maror Makomos, which we read already once before. On the Chol Vav Amid Beis. Take a look. Bishla Gabe Gecholim. We read this just yesterday before. Rashi, Bishla Gabe Gecholim. Divrei Hakol Pas Muteres. I feel the Rebbe. He is Hani Pas Meiser Krokola Ubitel. It's already gone. The bread is gone by the time you're having the heat from it. It's gone. It says Tosis. Telling it's only been the Yevon. Bishla dafka the Evan. Why? Afal gav the kohen is struck from Afra Mutter, kohen debutin, it tells me he passed in that way. Afil lechatchila, yesh lechalek ben Afram legechol, if you haven't been here before. What does that mean? Gecholim is only mutter b'di'evet. Afer is mutter even lechatchila. What does that mean? We have a klal godol, nasa mitzvosim is okay. Here's the answer. A little d'oraisa, nasa mitzvosim, when it becomes gecholim, becomes, what's the translate gecholim? Coals, okay. On a level of the Rabbanon, it has to become what? Ashes. That's consecutive. First it becomes coal, then it becomes ashes. Until that happens, you presumably have not fulfilled your mitzvah. It's based on Nasa Mitzvosim, right? Tosis and Tmura, right? So the assumption he's making is until you reach the level of either coals on the level of the Raisa, or ash on the level of the Rabbanon, the mitzvah has not been performed. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. So the Pshleim Azama like this. Umeato im sorfo bismana mutter, which we do. Hemiyak shenitzel mi kelev mutter gam lechatchila lekaimo. Chercho kodem zmano, right? Mutter bano. Gam lehonet zmeni bepesa. Nimtza. Shemamshich lesorfo gam leacha shekva nitzel mi kelev. We assume the following three stages of both sides. You said Nifsal Mikel, that's stage one. I guess Nifsal Mi'odam. Four stages. Nifsal Mi'odam, Nifsal Mikelev, coals, ashes. Presumably in that order. Four different stages that were in the burning process. Everyone with me? Once you've reached stage two of Nifsal Mikelev, Eino Elokim Mafsid Eitzim. List of Davar Amutta. What are you wasting if we use Baltashkis? It's already permissible. If so, Me'achilas Kelev. So therefore the question becomes, it's already almost like a Baltashkis. So what's going on? So Chercho Be'esh, that's not Shechem Urba Torah. They start for the Garmei afterwards. Hechan Metzino Shis Mitzvah List of Davar Amutta. What are not getting under our skin? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? How do you ever fulfill the mitzvah? It's impossible. So the Nisim Chaim adds, Bishlama, if you're going to burn it after Chatzos, you understand? Because Chercho, Leachaz Mana, was what? It's what?
Awesome.
And he has to assume it's awesome with the rice. He doesn't go on time. We had a whole discussion about that, if you recall. Prima Godim and a Mishnah Brura, a whole story with the Mem Hey, well, the Chazanish, he's assuming it's Lassim Adaraisa. Good. So therefore, stage one, stage two, it's Lassim Adaraisa. Oh, stage three, it's coals. Now I took Chomish with Lassim Adaraisa and I burned it. So there, boom. I'm a Karim Tashbis. But since we are always burning it before this man, so we're stuck. You can't fulfill the mitzvah straight at all. Why not? Because the minute it reaches stage two of Chercho Kodim Zman, Nesim Achilas Kelev, as Tosfos Chaval Mevei says, according to Rashi, even stage one, if you recall, we had a Svasemis. That's there. That's right there. This is a Shlomo Zalman's kash. Yeah, it gets under your skin. It's under your skin. You have a terrace? Yeah, and the question is a good question. The question is a good question. Anybody for an answer? And how he answers is going to, I guess, when I run out of time today, as usual. But tomorrow, we have to discuss halacha lemaisa. I want you all to, who witnessed Sreifas Chametz last year? Who witnessed it? Who witnessed it? Raise your hand if you witnessed it. Many, many witnesses here. More than Shnayim Eidim. More than 10 Eidim. What really happens over there? What really happens? I want you to, between now and tomorrow, tomorrow's Thursday, right? It's your 11th. You have not quite 24 hours. Just in your mind, what happened? What exactly happened? How's it burned? We'll come to that tomorrow. Yeah. But before we get to that, those details, we got this quote from the recent post that people have shown me, and they make very good points. The Nisim Chaim quotes some friend of his, gives the following interesting answer. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Rabosai, who has ever toasted bread here? Who has toasted bread in a toaster? Only in a toaster. You know, a real official, you put two slices in. Who has toasted bread on a toaster oven or in a regular oven? Who, as they used to say, a joker, like mother makes, which means burned to the crisp. Who has ever burned a piece of toast to the crisp? Who has eaten that chometz, that bread which is burned to the crisp? Hello. Aitoch. We're saying over here that if you singe it, you burn it, it's nifsa mechilas kelev. And you and I are eating with less than a kelev? Tarsus says, Yicherecha, you burn it, even a dog would eat it. Well, you and I can eat it? Good question. Rabbi said, am I eating less than a dog? Rachmanu Litzlan. Good question, no? It's another good question. He answered in the Simchan, calling his friend, no one's going to eat this burnt stuff. We eat the whole piece of toast. Ah, toast is delicious. Everyone loves toast. You put butter on it. Oh, it melts. Oh, man. Gewalt. Agav, the entire piece of bread that's toasted delicious, you know, down in the bottom somewhere. I'm going to sit there with a knife and I'll peel it. I eat the whole thing. And you know, it's even good. A little bit, it's batel b'shishim, it's a little piece of burnt to the crisp. In the entire context of a whole piece of bread, which is toasted just the right amount, just the right amount. Ah, you'll love that taste, yeah? Okay. So in the bottom, it hit the wire, and it sizzled, and it's burned like a... Eh. It's also good. When you take that, you take a piece of bread, and it starts to burn. Of course, the outside starts to burn first. Everyone knows that. And that burns to a point. Remember what I'm saying? It burns to a particular point, which can still be eaten. Still can eat. It's not going to be nifso halachically till it becomes mamish, a coal. Let's say ashes. It becomes... The coals come in all different sizes. The equivalent of a coal. And even if, I'm sorry to say, you and I would eat it, even when it's a coal, or the equivalent, I don't have the poverty to find a coal, doesn't matter. It's nifka shem ochel imen. We're going to eat it only agav, the piece of toast. So the meila, Rabosai, since we have a little bit on the outside, which typically will burn first, at that point in time, it's still royal achilas. Adam! Lachilas Adam! Then, when that same piece burns to the point when it becomes a coal, Am Yotze de Tashbisa Dorais. Follow me? It's a technical answer. And now we have to discuss tomorrow the technicality of the technical answer. What do you put into that bag of yours? People walk into that. Have you ever seen people coming to the shul? You burn your backyard, you burn the shul. Who's burnt in shul? Who burns in your own private backyard? Oh, you may be the big machmir, we'll see tomorrow, you may be better than we are. But if you do your own thing. But if you do it in public, people go all kinds of things. They're walking with all kinds of funny things, and they're walking to burn in Erev Pesach. And we have to see what's the best way to do it. And then tomorrow we'll discuss this, the Seattle issue. Okay.